Welcome to Slow, the guided prayer podcast, helping you relate to God through listening and reflective prayer.
This is facilitated space for you to slow down amidst the busyness of life and be still in the presence of God.
Whether you are at the gym, taking a moment of rest, going on a walk, or beginning your day, may your heart and mind be filled with peace.
This episode will be voiced by our friend Stephen Roach, host of the Makers and Mystics podcast and founder of the Breath and the Clay Artist Collective.
God is present with us. As a way to be present with God, I invite you to take a moment and take a few deep breaths. Breathing in as deeply as you can, then releasing the worries and the craziness of the day. As you move back into steady, comfortable breaths, be aware that the air you're breathing in is the very presence of the Holy One. And even take a moment to become aware of your physical body, of how you're feeling. Perhaps you have tension in your shoulders or in your neck. To the best of your ability, allow these to rest. Begin to actively release any anxiety or worry you may feel in your life right now. Allow yourself to rest. And as any pressing distractions may come, any racing thoughts, I encourage you not to react to these, but simply acknowledge them and gently let them go. I'm going to be reading from Mark 8:22 through 26. As I read through the passage this first time, I invite you to place yourself in this story. I invite you to take in the whole setting. The people that would have been present, the sights, the sounds, the feel of the atmosphere, any excitement or sadness or uncertainty. The Holy Spirit, who is present in your mind and in your heart, engages with you through your imagination. Then he came to Bethsaida, and they brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. So he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything. And he looked up and said, "I see men like trees walking." Then he put his hands on his eyes again and made him look up. And he was restored and saw everyone clearly. Then he sent him away to his house, saying, "Neither go into the town nor tell anyone in the town." As you hear this story, where do you place yourself? Perhaps as one of the disciples, or maybe as an observer? what emotions come up inside of you as you take in this environment, as this scene plays out. Do you find yourself surprised by the actions or words of Jesus? And as you consider this story, does any part of it resonate with your life? Perhaps you come into this story as the blind man. You've heard so many things about this man, Jesus. You think that perhaps, maybe he can heal you. Despite yourself, you cry out to him, begging him to heal you. What a vulnerable place this would be for him, to actively need someone else in order to experience healing. To come to the end of himself among a crowd of people watching. As I read through this passage a second time, I invite you to lean more deeply into the story, to bring with you your situation and life experience. And as you see Jesus healing the blind man, let these actions speak directly to your heart, your circumstances, your relationships. Then he came to Bethsaida, and they brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. So he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything. And he looked up and said, "I see men like trees walking." Then he put his hands on his eyes again and made him look up, and he was restored and saw everyone clearly. Then he sent him away to his house, saying, "Neither go into the town nor tell anyone in the town." Experiencing this passage a second time, is there anything else that stands out to you? How does it hit you that Jesus doesn't immediately heal the blind man completely? Instead, he asks the man if he sees anything. And the response of the blind man, "I see men like trees walking." What does this speak to you about the way Jesus invites the blind man to participate with him in his own healing journey? Do you have any sense of Jesus asking you to participate with him more specifically in an area of healing or breakthrough in your own life? As I read through this passage a final time, take a deep breath and invite the Holy Spirit to speak to you through this story about specific aspects of your own journey and how He wants to be with you amidst them. Then he came to Bethsaida, and they brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. So he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything. And he looked up and said, "I see men like trees walking." Then he put his hands on his eyes again and made him look up. And he was restored and saw everyone clearly. Then he sent him away to his house, saying, "Neither go into the town, nor tell anyone in the town."
Thank you for joining us. We hope that your time was meaningful.
Consider subscribing to this podcast by searching Slow Guided Prayer. That's S-L-O Guided Prayer on your podcast platform of choice.
And if you would like to receive the weekly Slow, weekly meditations directed to your electronic mailbox, please visit slowprayer.com. That's slowprayer.com.
You can also find Stephen Roach at makersandmystics.com. And as you go from this space, may your heart continue to relate with God in stillness throughout your normal rhythms of life. Amen.